This podcast is brought to you in part by Amazon.com. If you could be doing some shopping on Amazon, if you could and would, please stop by Proving Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site and podcast tremendously. Now, on with the show.
Welcome to Press X to Win, episode 18.
We're in episode 18.
18! Yeah. I am the host, or your host, for the next while, and my name is Nate. And with me, as always, is my co-star, or co-host, as some co-host. Would say, Ricky De Los Santos, Jr., the second, the third, the fourth, right?
Just the second.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I thought it'd be fun, you know, to add even more to it, you know, and just go crazy.
I haven't had any babies yet, so there's no second Ricky the second. I mean, Ricky the third.
Right? Oh, I'm sure there'll be a Ricky Jr. someday.
Yeah, a junior.
junior. Junior's right. Junior.
No, we're not talking about that.
Anyways. We are here on this fine day of no video games. Yet another week of no video games. It seems like this is a trend this summer.
The summer. There's no video game happenings at all during the summer. It's just dry spell.
But, I mean, we're getting back into old games. I think I'm having some fun playing some old games. I've been playing a ton of Little Big Planet 3, which is getting into our topic of games we've been playing. I've been playing a lot of Little Big Planet 3. I already mentioned I beat Batman. Rocket League finally came out. That was really fun. Not, because it didn't fucking work for, like, what, 4 days until?
Yeah, the servers just weren't having it.
Yeah, it was,
basically, what's that game again? The freaking Sony driving game that didn't work for, like, the first month?
Drive Club!
Drive Club, yeah, that game that they delayed for a year just to fix their freaking menus. Yeah.
That game. Was it really? They fixed the. That's all they did was fix the menus.
The main reason why they delayed the game from coming out when the PS4 launched was to fix their UI because it just wasn't to their liking. That was their main reason.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Look at that article. That's their main reason for delaying. Obviously, there's other issues with the game, but that was the main reason why they delayed it for a year because their UI sucked.
It's bizarre. I didn't know that. That's fucking crazy. But, yeah, yeah, Rocket League is a great... Rocket League is a terrific game. Don't get me wrong. I think Rocket League's a very good game. But Rocket League really suffered this week. It was very hard to play. It was mostly all you could do was season mode, which sucked because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was pretty hyped for Rocket League. I've been pretty excited about it for a while.
It's a fun game. Just servers don't work.
Yeah, it's a fantastic game. Yeah, I don't understand what happened with it, you know?
Overload. They basically, just with any of these games, especially Sony games, they underestimate the traffic that's coming to it, and they just can't handle. I mean, you're going to put out a PlayStation Plus free game and make it online and not have the service to handle the capacity, and it's going to die. That's just how it is.
Well, they fixed it in time. That's one thing they did very well, is this game was quickly fixed.
It's working, kinda. I'm still having issues getting into games, honestly.
It's much better. Considering how bad some of the games have had trouble working, they did a very good job with Rocket League. And I think, you know, maybe I don't feel like I confidently review that game right now, just because I haven't played enough of it. So I think maybe next week we'll get back to you with more thoughts on it. But so far, I mean, it's exactly what it was in the beta. A lot of fun when it does work. People are much better now, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah, we're getting some pretty close games when we play.
Yeah, a lot of games are close, which is very good. I mean, I played a few too many blowout games, in my opinion, in the beta. So it's cool to see that, you know, there's a lot more going on now. People are starting to understand the systems that are in the game. Not that it's super complex, but that game's just really cool. Other than that, we've been playing some Little Big Planet 3, which you finally picked up.
Hey, I didn't want to buy it full price when it was broken, all right?
It works now, though. It's that game's so fun.
Oh, yeah, it works. There's no frame rate lag. One of the issues of the games, the servers didn't work. Basically Sony's history. But, the servers didn't work. There was a lot of frame rate drops. The game was very juddery, and just some levels weren't very good. But other than that, the game so far, from my experience, everything works. Feels good. It's really fun. I really enjoy Little Big Planet, and I'm glad.
Oh, yeah, Little Big Planet is a terrific series. Just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Little Big Planet 3, I still think is probably the best one. I bought the DLC on Friday. That's already finished. It's called The Journey Home. It was about $6, which really cool, good price point for a DLC. I mean, it was only like, it took me about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, because I wanted to get everything. Mm-hmm. And I still don't have everything. I need you to help me get the rest of the stuff still.
Yeah, I got you.
Some of it's like locked behind, like, two-player doors and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's awesome. Like, they added three new levels with each of the characters. So you have a level with Toggle, a level with Swoop, and a level with, Oddsock. And they added another new little, thing to the game, which is really cool. They added this, what was it called? It's called the Springinator, and basically what it is, it's like, it allows you to bounce all over the place. It's really fun.
Oh,
you
wow.
just bounce everywhere. You're just like, boing, 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 boing.
Oh, gosh.
But, I love this game. I really do. Like, I still really love Little Big Planet. It's a lot of fun. I'm so glad they decided to bring it back for PS4. I was really worried it'd be a series that they wouldn't do anymore when, Media Molecule is the name of them. Media Molecule announced
yep.
that it wouldn't be on, like, they wouldn't be doing the series anymore.
Yeah, they're going to hand it off to another Sony studio.
Yeah, and so they handed it off to Sumo Digital, who did, what games did they make? They made The Little Big Planet for Vita, right? I'm pretty sure it was The
yep.
Little Big Planet for
yep.
Vita. And I liked The Little Big Planet for Vita. I just felt like the Vita, it wasn't, I don't know, the Vita was just really flawed when it came to a lot of games.
Well, there's, that was one out of five games that were actually really good for the Vita. There's really not many good games for the Vita, sadly, and they're
and
not
it's not
really
a multiplayer console. Like, Little Big Planet's really fun with your friends. Like, Little Big Planet's really fun when I'm like, oh, hey, Rick, you want to go play some levels in Little Big Planet? And even though I've 100% of the game, I'm still having a great time playing through it with you again because
really
the game is so fun.
Yeah, it's just really good platforming.
Yeah, Sony really found a cool series, and I'm super stoked, you know, just remembering how great Little Big Planet just reminded me, you know, how stoked I am to see what Dreams is, because if Dreams is anything like Little Big Planet where you create your own worlds and, you know, play through them and stuff, it'll be a fantastic game.
Well, Dreams, from what I saw from the conference, it's not gonna be like a game, it's more of an experience, like how Journey was an experience more than the game. This is really going to be an artistic experience. People express themselves. They're trying to get away from the fact that it's a video game and more like branching out to a new kind of category using the PS4. It's not going to – I don't think this is considered a video game.
I don't know. I just hope it's like
it
platforming
cool,
and stuff. That's what I really want though. But we'll see when it comes out. Other than that, I haven't really been playing much. Just Little Big Planet, and I went back to Batman and made sure to finish everything because I was like, why not? And I also finished all the Witcher contracts in Witcher 3 finally. So, trying to stay busy in this drought we're having. I'm glad that Little Big Planet DLC came out because it just made me want to play Little Big Planet more, and I remembered how much I freaking love Little Big Planet, so. What have you been playing, Rick?
So yeah, obviously Little Big Planet 3 with you, a little bit of Rocket League, and then I'm still trying to grind through Batman. I'm at this part in the story where it's this one big building and there's just like 20 different enemies, so many brutes, and just, oh my god, it's really frustrated me, and there's like five medics. I can't do anything.
In Batman?
Yeah, in Batman. It's just this last part, it's a tower you have to get into, and just like there's so many enemies out there, and it's ridiculous.
The tower.
I can't
call it. Is it the one where, I don't want to spoil it, but it's like, right after the thing happens, you met the Arkham Knight, right?
Yes. I already finished that part,
okay.
With the reveal of Arkham Knight, and then now I have to go to another building, and it's heavily guarded. It's where Scarecrow is, I believe, with the guy he captured.
Got it. Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
That building. There you go.
Cool.
It's a bitch.
Yeah, it is a bitch. I agree. But, it's still, you know, it's still, it's still pretty fun. It is a bitch, though, I agree. But it's still pretty fun. Just think about it critically when you're playing that part. You'll beat it.
I gotta take my time. Really, like, to beat this part, I really gotta, like, really take my time and pick off enemies smart. and take care of the medics. But yeah, it's one of those situations.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfectly fine. I mean, that game's just, like, a lot of the combat situations, that's one of my biggest problems. I think that game's fantastic. But my problem with that game is that I feel like they try to do a little bit too much with the combat now. Because the combat's perfect. Batman has the best combat in any game ever, right? But there's, like, too much stuff. Like, the medics and the shield guys and the big guys and the guys with the shields that are big guys. And, like, yeah. That part, I know exactly what part you're talking about. That part I struggled on for a good while before I finally got it. Have you been playing anything else?
No, that's basically it. There's really not much else to play. I still got to beat Witcher. I'm going to get back to that, I promise. I want to beat that game because it is my game of the year so far. So I will get back to that. I was playing a little bit of Project Cars because that game is just a really solid racing game.
I got that for free. I forgot to say. I got that for $3 from an Amazon mix-up, so I've been playing that. I'm not too big on it just because I don't like really serious racers. I just want Burnout. Please just give me Burnout. But it's still fun. It's still a fun game. I mean, it's enjoyable. I don't know how much I'll be playing it. I'll probably just play it with you every now and then, but.
Yeah.
The nice thing is recently we've kind of had like a surplus of, there's been good sales on stuff. Little Big Planet went down to $40. You got Elder Scrolls, today. So that's, that went down to $40. And now we both have Project Cars. So we have plenty of games to play together, which is cool. We just gotta get to that Madden now.
Oh God, Madden.
I can't wait for Madden. I love Madden. It's so fun.
Well, I'm glad they brought, like, real training modes and, like, situations where they actually help you become a better player, because I'm pretty horrible at Madden. I'm good at 2K, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, I'm stoked to see, you know, what's new. There's really nothing coming out. You know, Madden comes out, and then, you know, Mad Max, if it's good, I'm definitely waiting on reviews for Mad Max.
Nope, game's going to be horrible. Calling it right now, it's going to be, like, a subpar, mediocre game. Maybe the highest set is 6. 6 out of 10.
And then I'm kind of worried. I was thinking so Transformers Devastation was something we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that game would be cool, but I freaking forgot that they made that Legend of Korra game. So
we'll see.
We'll see on that one. So we may not have any games till October. except for Metal Gear Solid, which you're buying. But go ahead and continue. Is there anything else you're playing other than Batman?
Oh, that's
Little Big Planet, which we mentioned.
The Big Planet.
We're going to get into the Elder Scrolls tomorrow. We're going to get started on on Eldamiri Dominion characters. So if you want to play Elder Scrolls with us and level up, we're going to be on the Eldamiri Dominion. There's no specific servers because everything's on one server. So
you can go ahead and...
Yeah, you can come join in with us and have fun and level up. Just add us on PlayStation. We'll give you our usernames at the end as we do every episode.
Yep.
So let's move on. So today I was at work, and I checked my phone just kind of, out of the blue, and really sad news, like, that I really didn't expect to read was on there. Apparently, mm-hmm. Satoru Iwata, the creator of Mario, basically, has passed away.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man. Like, seriously. Crazy. It's, like, insane. All he did
created
for...
my childhood. That's my childhood growing up.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's basically created everyone's childhood, I think, who's our age.
Mm-hmm.
Our I remember, waking up Christmas morning, I was like 6 or 7, and there being a Nintendo, a GameCube with Donkey Kong in it. So it's so weird to think, the creator who created these amazing, timeless experiences. Granted, Mario hasn't done anything recently that's been amazing minus Galaxy, but, I'm curious to see what they'll do with that series now and, like, how mm-hmm. Nintendo will react. I mean, like, he is the innovator of Nintendo.
He is the, like, vision.
Yeah, the vision.
Everything.
So, because of our lack of news, I just want to, like, talk a little bit about, what was early gaming experience, because I know both of our first gaming experiences were Nintendo.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you want to go first, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Growing up, my first gaming experience was actually at my grandparents' house. They bought the original NES. We had the first Mario game. Played the heck out of that thing. I had this Olympics game that had like a running pad on that. That thing was hell of fun. We always played it.
With a running pad on? I don't remember that.
Yeah, basically it has two pads. You jump on, like, kind of like DDR pads, but it has, like, the big, like, you know, the buttons and everything on there, and then it has the directional, and then you basically, you run on it, and it senses your how fast your feet are going. The game was insane.
Cool.
I'll send you a picture. It's weird. If you can find another
open the original copy of, Wii Fit, basically.
Basically, the original Wii Fit. But no, fun fact, though, if you find that game unopened anywhere, that thing is worth, like, thousands on eBay right now. Like, it's one of the highest sell games right now. Sold games.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I do have that game somewhere in my house. It is open because I played it. And then played a lot of Dr. Mario. And then I have the gold cartridge for Zelda also as well. So I have those old ones.
You do?
Yes.
So oh, wow.
Worth something.
The only
too.
Gold cartridge I have, I think, is Majora's Mask?
Majora's Mask. I had that one too. The one with the holographic on the front.
Yeah.
That one too.
I got that the day it came out. I think my parents bought it for me, and
me too.
I was so disappointed because that game's so bad.
Yeah, the game wasn't that great. I loved Ocarina of Time. That was one of my all-time favorite games, and then Majora's Mask was just boring. I couldn't beat it.
I don't like time limits. I think this is something I talked about on Trophy Horrors, which is, you know, a podcast we also host on Proven Gamer. And I do not like time limits in games. Like, I don't know any game where I've been like, oh, this time limit, man, it makes the game so much more fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like racing against a time limit. I feel like that's a game mechanic that's so gamey and so boring and stupid that it really just shouldn't be in games anymore, period. Go ahead. Is there anything? So, what else?
So, as far as original Nintendo, we had a bunch of games. Me and my cousins, you know, came with my grandparents' house. As we grew up, we played the heck out of that thing. So, a lot of memories were made with that. My second console was actually the Nintendo 64. Just like you, woke up Christmas morning, opened my presents, and there it was! The freaking, it came with an extra controller, it came with Mario Kart, I was so juiced. I had a
Did
bunch of games.
Did you get Mario All-Stars?
I did get Mario All-Stars.
That's the best game, I think, on any Nintendo platform ever, because it had every Mario game ever on it. And, like, so if like, you were bored of Mario 1, you could go play Mario 3. If you were bored of Mario 3, you could play Mario 2. It's like, well, it was, like, the best, because you always had, you know, something different to play.
I think that was the original compilation game ever made. Pretty
first,
sure.
The first ever HD remaster?
Yeah, oh my god. Don't
Thanks, Nintendo.
You started it, now Sony is going to forever be in your debt. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, pretty
Anyways,
much.
Anyways, Nintendo 64. Favorite games on that guy, Donkey Kong 64, Perfect Dark, GoldenEye. There's so many good games on Nintendo 64 that I grew up with that we played the heck out of. Oh, Smash Brothers.
But the best game on Nintendo 64, as we all know, is a gem called Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, so I was saying, Mario Kart 64. Yeah,
it's
I love
the best battle mode ever.
Battle mode, the three balloons. Me and my cousins just played the hell out of that game every day.
See, I got both. I got both my SNES and my Game Boy for Christmas when I was really young. But my Nintendo 64, I actually have a funny story. So my mom, when I was young, I was like second grade, I think. My mom thought I was stupid. She just thought I was a dumb kid. I was a dumb baby, I guess you could say. So she made me a bet that there was this test you took in California called the Gifted and Talented Test or whatever, right? And so if you passed the Gifted and Talented Test, you basically could go to all these events and you were basically could take extra classes after school and, like, you know, take extra stuff as added on to, you know, your schooling already. So a bunch of fun stuff.
The short bus?
No. You could take, like, you know, like, different extracurriculars.
Okay.
And so the test came around, and I remember I took it, and I remember, like, trying really hard on it. And then when I finally got the results back, it turned out I was a Gates student, and my mom had to go out that night and buy me an N64.
Nice.
And Mario Kart. It came with Mario Kart.
Yep.
And I remember that next year for Christmas, I got tons of games. And the only game I didn't get that I really wanted was Super Mario 64. And I never, ever played Super Mario 64 until I was older.
I've never played that game.
Really?
Ever. I've never played it.
And I never played Star Fox either.
Oh, I have that
was
game.
Star Fox on an N64 game?
Yes, yes. There was the Super Nintendo one, and then there was the Star Fox 64. Those are the only two ones in it. Oh, wait, okay. There's a third one on GameCube, but I don't talk about that.
So game. I never got the Star Fox 64 game, and then I never got Mario 64 until we had neighbors who moved down the street, and they were little kids, and I was like maybe 14, 15. And all summer there was nothing to do, so I'd go to the neighbor's house, the little kids, and I'd beat Mario 64 for them. And so that's how I played Mario 64, but I remember I never beat Zelda until I had a friend come over and beat it for me, because I just couldn't figure it out. I didn't like the puzzles. Because let's be honest, I think my teacher helped me pass that GATE student test, because I know I wasn't gifted in student. I wasn't gifted and talented. Let's be honest there. But, like, I never beat Donkey Kong on my Game Boy either. My dad did that for me. So, like, I remember being young and being terrible at video games until maybe the PS2 era was when I started beating games.
Are you still terrible at games?
And the first game I ever beat all the way through was Kingdom Hearts. No, I'm not terrible at beating games. I beat everything I buy.
I'm kidding.
That's one thing I force myself, even if it sucks. Minus Dragon Age Inquisition, because that game blows.
We talked about that.
Yeah. But, like, the first game I ever completed was PS2, so I had all these N64 games that I never completed. I always used cheat codes. I remember on Rogue Squadron, I'd make two cheat codes to find all the levels.
Oh, dude, that
levels.
Game. Yes.
The music in that game was so good. I think that's Rare's best game, honestly. Or not Rare, best, yeah. But the guys who made that game, what were they called?
It was Level 5.
The same guys who made, Level 5. The guys who made Lair.
Yeah.
Sony ended up trying to have them make games for them, and Lair was crap. It sucks.
Yeah.
Because that team was, Rogue Squadron games were great. They need to bring those games back. That's what they need
to
do.
Yes. And then, I don't care if it's exclusive to Nintendo. I'll buy that game.
Well, there was a resurgence, too. Like, when Episode 1 came out, there was all these Starfighter games coming out for PS2, but they weren't near as good as Rogue Squadron.
Oh, no.
And then I remember they made a Rogue Squadron where you were on foot as Luke Skywalker and stuff, and I never played it because it was on GameCube, because I never had a GameCube. Did you ever have a GameCube?
No, I never owned one.
I never owned a GameCube. I'd always go to people's houses who had GameCubes.
Me too.
Because I chose to get a PS2, and my parents were always like, it's one console. You can't have more than one. And my then, you know, the spoiled friends of ours would always have, like, you know,
all three?
Yeah, they'd have, like, all three. And so you go to their house and play Halo and Smash and all that. And then you'd play, like, they'd be so spoiled, they'd have, like, all three versions of Soul Calibur. So if you wanted to play as Link, you could play as Link. Or you wanted to play as Heihachi on, it was pretty crazy.
I had a friend like that too. They had all versions, all consoles. It's like, dude, you're so spoiled.
Yeah, I wish I was that spoiled.
And my kids.
But yeah, I mean, I had a lot. I can remember a lot of fond memories playing Nintendo games. I remember when I first unlocked the reverse, the mirror mode in Mario Kart 64 after working so hard for it.
Yes, yeah, that was really hard to unlock.
Very hard, yeah.
The Rainbow Road and everything.
But looking back, I never beat a Mario game until Galaxy. Did you ever beat any Mario games?
Yeah, I beat the original Mario game.
Super Mario Bros?
Yeah, Super Mario Bros, the original.
I never beat Bowser, he was too hard.
I beat number 2, which was really weird. That game was super hard, because it was just really awkward compared to number 1. And
it was meant to be a different game. They just put Mario's name on it.
Yeah, it was totally different. It was
called like Doki Doki Panic or something. I don't know. Universe.
Yeah, the weird Japanese version. But yeah, it was just really weird. I think I almost beat Mario World 3.
You did almost beat Mario World 3? I had a friend who beat Mario World 3. That shit was hard.
That game was
fucking
hard. I got pretty close. Because me and my cousins basically, we try to grind as many lives as we can.
I'd say that's the hardest Mario game is Mario World 3. Mario World.
Yeah, that game is pretty good.
I had all the game. I did beat Mario and the 7 Golden Coins, or something like that. It was Wario World, Mario World 4 and the 7 Golden Coins, or something. I don't know, but it was a Wario game on Game Boy,
The
original Game Boy. It wasn't even a Game Boy Color game, if I remember correctly. I remember it being hella fun because Wario was hella fun to play as, because like all he did was like run and use his shoulder to smash people. It was hella cool. That game was awesome.
Yeah, Nintendo, man.
Yeah, it's sad to see this guy go. Like, a lot of people don't understand the significance, you know, of...
He's only 55.
Yeah, at 55. So young. I guess someone said that he, like, it was something about bile in his, like, in his duct or something. That's what I read online. I was like,
what? I didn't read the details on his death yet, but just, like, it's sad, you know, to see anybody go so young. I mean, not so young, but you know what I mean? Just, like, that's still, you know.
I can never imagine dying at 55. Like, I'm almost 25 now, and that's, like, that means that over half my life is
basically
over, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, I mean, the guy was a genius. Like, whether or not, you know, Nintendo innovated over the last few years or not with, you know, Wii U being kind of a colossal failure, it's still sad to see him go. So, we miss you, Mr. Iwata. Thank you for the good times from us here at Press X to Win.
Thank you for the memories.
Thank you for the memories. And you know what probably won't give memories? this fucking Batgirl DLC. That's coming out for...
It doesn't look terrible.
Oh, come on!
It doesn't look terrible. It looks decent.
It's going to be $5.99, so it's probably going to be less than an hour long. And this is supposed to be, like, the main draw to buying the Arkham Knight Pass. It's like, come on, really?
God. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, it's a cool premise to be able to play as Batgirl for the first time in that time period when before she got shot by Joker. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you don't have any comic books, sorry, but she gets shot by Joker.
Yeah, right in the spine.
Right in the spine. Yeah, exactly. So I guess it's you as Batgirl and Robin, and you're going to be in like a Joker's Funland type of area.
Amusement park.
Yeah, and then, I don't know, it comes out on Tuesday for season pass owners. Tuesday, July 14th.
Honestly, for me, owners. I would buy it just to hear more lines from Mark Hamill, because I love his Joker character.
Oh, yeah. I think Mark Hamill may be the best Joker besides Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
But,
easily.
We'll see. I want to hear reviews about it before I decide. Yeah. Like, God, this whole season pass thing for Arkham Knight has been such a fucking colossal disaster, in my opinion. Like, it's just ridiculous what's happened with that game. Mm-hmm. I want it to be good because I really want to play more Arkham Knight because I really just love the fighting system of the Batman games. But there's just so much other stuff to play, I feel like, right now. Like, I'm enjoying Rocket League. I'm really enjoying Little Big Planet. The one thing, too, I forgot to say, I've been playing a lot of Trackmania on my PC. I've been playing that a lot.
Yeah, I need to get that.
It's free. Jeff Gerstmann was talking about it on Giant Bomb, and it was completely free. So I've been playing that. But for $5.99, if it's decent, maybe I'll pick it up next week when it's out for non-season pass owners. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that season pass for $40 just was never worth it, ever.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous that they charge $40 and the first DLC is $5.99 and the rest, I guarantee you there's at least two or three skin packs somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing is that, you know, that $40 included skin packs and it's like, I don't want skin packs. Like, when I played Arkham Knight, I never changed my costume once. When I beat it, I went back, I did change it to just the fresh costume with no battle damage on it. But yeah, I just don't understand the appeal of skin packs in games.
I guess people keep buying it. I mean, look at you. How much money did you spend on Little Big Planet buying all those different costumes?
Oh, probably I'd probably spend at least $50 on costumes in Little Big Planet. But it's very different than Batman.
I'm just saying, there are people out there like that who put the money in to buy all these costumes because they like it.
The fun thing about Sackboy is, like, Sackboy, I don't want to just play as plain Sackboy. I want to play as a bunch of different Sackboys. Yeah. Like, recently when I bought The Journey Home, I got myself a Bloodborne costume for Sackboy. It's actually really cool. I almost bought the Order 1886 one, but I remember that the costume shouldn't even be worth 86. It should be 86 cents, because that game isn't worth more than $18. That was a nod to the first episode of the show, if you didn't listen to it. No.
And also, you have a Batman costume.
I have a Batman costume. So the reason I had the Batman costume is I woke up when I was in Seattle one morning and I went on Reddit and there was a post about the DC Little Big Planet pack being completely free. And so that's why I have all the DC costumes, because it's completely free. That's the reason I have them all. So I actually didn't buy all those.
Okay.
And then I have tons. I have, like, all my favorite characters. I got Delson. I got Cole from Infamous. I got all the Killzone guys.
You have failed the city.
I wish there was a Green Arrow. So bad. They need to be a Green Arrow. I have the whole Frozen pack. I have the whole Big Hero 6 pack. I have Joel and Ellie.
Let it go.
I know, let it go, right? I'm making a Frozen 2. It's going to be sweet. Yeah, Batman Arkham Knight DLC. The first one's about Batgirl. We'll see. I'd say wait for reviews if you're thinking about buying it. There's a good chance it's bad.
It might be decent. I mean, it's $6.
Think about my problem is think about how long ago that game came out. What, maybe less than a month still?
Yeah,
it came out less than a month ago.
Yeah,
and there's already DLC. And then remember how long it took for Harley Quinn's Revenge after Arkham City. And I don't know if you ever played Harley Quinn's Revenge and remember how bad it was.
Oh, it was terrible. It was garbage.
It's pretty much garbage DLC, but people were hyped for it because it was like, oh, maybe it'll talk more about the fact, you know, that the Joker died at the end of Arkham City, and it's like, nope, this is just DLC to get your money. And that's what I feel like, that's totally what I feel like Batman, no, I'm talking about the Harley Quinn DLC for Arkham City.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You don't play as Harley, you just play as Batman, but it's like...
Well, I never play it, so that's why.
Okay.
I just know it's crap.
Yeah, it's crap. But my problem with it is like, it felt rushed, it wasn't fun, like, and I just feel like this is just a money grab, because people want to play as Batgirl, Batwoman, or whatever her name is. Batgirl, Bat-something. Okay.
Batgirl.
Yeah, so, anyways, there's no news this week.
Nope, that's it, that's summer, that's gaming.
I have a feeling, and you can quote me on this if you want, after this week, we're going to start seeing some sweet PS4 digital releases. We're about that time where the PS4 digital releases start rolling in. Sony does their Play thing. I don't know if you ever check out the Play thing. Basically what it is, it's like you buy, for every game you buy, you get a certain amount off. Like, it's like the first one you get like $5 off, the second one you get $7 off, and the third one you get like $9 off or $8 off, and then the last one you get $10 off, something like that. But Sony's probably going to start rolling those out, and they'll probably be pretty sweet games. And they usually do that because, you know, all the big games come out in October and November, so they roll out most of the really cool digital games, and then you can play that stuff. It gives you something to do in between, you know, the big releases. But I'm hoping that stuff happens soon. But really? Talking about more of the past, I feel this would be kind of fun. Since last gen's been over for about, you know, a year or two now.
About.
I want to just talk about, you know, I want to go around, you know, I guess not, I'll go around the table when there's two of us, I want to talk about what, your favorite, starting from three, and you can mention honorable mentions after you've mentioned your three, your top three games from last gen are, meaning PS3 and Xbox 360. So, what three games you played last gen, and that can include, if you played some of those games on PC, like I played some on PC, because I wasn't a huge
console
gamer until a year or two into the life cycle of PS3 and Xbox 360. And it doesn't have to be exclusive either. It's just games you really, really liked on those platforms. So, I'll let you go first. What was your number three game of last gen?
So number three would be Halo. I'm a huge Halo fan.
Halo 1.
All right.
No, that was on Xbox, original Xbox, not Xbox 360.
Oh, shit, fail. Okay, never mind.
It'd be Halo 3 would be the one.
Just kidding. It'll be, I'll revise my list real quick. I got you. I would actually trade that with Assassin's Creed 2 then.
Assassin's Creed 2, yeah. That was one that is definitely close on the top of my list too. Like, really love Assassin's Creed 2. That's the best Assassin's Creed game by far still today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was the first game that really gave you an idea of what they were wanting to do with this, you know, historical setting. Because, I mean, Florence, Italy is actually, you know, a really interesting place for a video game to take place. And that story was really epic. Speaking of Italy.
Sorry, Beyond. So I mean, Assassin's Creed 2, Assassin's Creed 1 was a great game. I enjoyed it a lot. It just there's some systems that didn't work very well. The AI wasn't all there, and the kind of like the pacing of the game was kind of off. But the idea of it, you know, the idea of being an assassin, doing all those things, there was nothing out there like it. It was definitely a new experience. Assassin's Creed 2 took that idea, spun it, put an amazing character in it, put an amazing story, and it just, like, he's one of the most iconic characters of last generation.
Like, oh, yeah, Ezio, yeah, by far, is probably one of the best characters. It's probably one of the best characters in gaming, even today, I'd say. Like, he was just the man's man. He was just a pretty cool guy. Like, he got all the ladies. He assassinated people. Mm-hmm. He was avenging his family, who he cared about so much. Like, that game was just a ride all the way through, and that's what's really awesome about Assassin's Creed 2. I definitely agree with you, as that is one of the top games. My number three is Call of Duty, for Modern Warfare.
Yes.
A game I probably put more time in than almost any game minus World of Warcraft. Seriously, like, the next generation, like, when they talk about, like, where multiplayer gaming was gonna go, like, in the next generation of consoles, when they announced, like, PS3 and Xbox 360 and stuff, like, that was what I totally saw, and Call of Duty was so different and so cool and so new, and there was so much stuff going on with it. It was just amazing, like the kill streaks were such a new thing, the perks were such a new thing, like the gun
system,
the XP system, yeah, the guns, just the way they handled compared to how they had handled in previous games.
Oh yeah,
like Call of Duty 4 is one of those games that I feel like if you made an HD remaster of Call of Duty 4, whatever new Call of Duty game came out that year, Call of Duty 4 HD remaster would still be played more than that new Call of Duty. And the thing is, I like what Call of Duty's done. I like the idea of innovating and changing it and stuff. That's really good. Because looking back on COD 4, there was a lot of dumb shit in that game. Martyrdom, for one.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that a noob tube could pretty much work like a sniper.
So annoying.
Stuff like that was just super duper annoying. Some of the gun handling was off, you know. But looking back on it, that game was just so amazing, and I remember just playing it for hours and hours and hours and never wanting to put it down because of how fun it was. And then the story mode was so good. Like, it was the first modern, you know, we had a lot of World War II games. Like, when Xbox 360 and PS2 first launched, World War II was the name of the game, you know, COD 2. Call of Duty 2 launched with the Xbox 360 as pretty much a console exclusive. It didn't launch on PS3 because they, you know, PS3 came out later. And COD 2 was amazing, but the thing was, like, people were getting really sick of World War II. You know, we already had so many COD games. And Medal of Honor, my God. And then Medal of Honor. Jeez.
Yeah, it was cool for a generation.
When Medal of Honor tried to go modern is when it, you know, I don't want to talk about that. But let's get into...
Number two!
What is your number two game of
last number two, this one will you actually appreciate because you're a Sony fanboy.
Yes, I am a fanboy. Yes, yes.
Yes, but one of my favorite experiences of last generation was The Last of Us. This game, in all, super, the length of the game, perfect. Like, it was really lengthy. I fell in love with the characters, the dialogue, the whole story overall was well written. Everything was just about that game. It was beautiful. The acting was on point. Overall, seriously, one of the best games I've ever played. Even over Uncharted. I love Uncharted, but Uncharted 3 got repetitive and they started repeating the same things. It got predictable. So, I mean, I got over it. But Last of Us, Naughty Dog really threw it out of the park for me. And I love that game. And the multiplayer's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. That game has some of the most innovative multiplayer I've played in, you know, a current gen, or a current, or a last gen shooter multiplayer. It was a lot of fun.
It's different. It's different. Because we have so many Call of Duty clones.
I hope so badly that they bring that kind of feel to Uncharted with Uncharted 4's beta. Like, I'm probably going to buy the Nathan Drake collection specifically, obviously, because I want to show my girlfriend those games. I want her to see how good Uncharted 2 and 3 are. But then I also want to play that beta. I want to see what the next generation of Uncharted multiplayer, you know, which is pretty much probably going to be the biggest multiplayer game on the console until, God, I don't know what multiplayer game's coming out on PS4. I mean, maybe Horizon will have cool multiplayer or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Because it is made by Guerrilla.
Yeah.
But yeah, I completely agree. Last of Us is, that was such an experience. You know, you finish that game and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, that was something I just played through. Like, holy shit, that was intense. And it was just, it was amazing. That game's amazing. That game, that's just a fantastic game. So I completely agree with you on that one. That's up there too for me. But I have a little bit different game, but definitely agree with your number two. My number two is Fallout 3. Fallout 3. I know. You've never played Fallout 3. fucking blasphemy. Fallout 3. Oh God. Fallout 3. I got that for that game came out on my birthday, on October 28th. I think it was, I want to say 2008. I don't know what date it came out. I'm trying to think. 2008. I was right. October 28th, 2008. I was 18 years old, and I remember getting that game and delving in and not getting out until for, like, weeks on end. Like, I probably put so many hours in that game just playing and walking through the wasteland and blasting people's heads off and finding all these quests. And the cool thing about Fallout is, it's really different because, you know, sometimes you'll find a quest and maybe, you know, you do that quest wrong, well, you can't finish the quest. Like, the game is, like, a more open world, like, there's a lot more interaction with the characters, like, it was just, there's nothing like it at the time. Like, I liked Oblivion, Oblivion was okay, but it wasn't my, you know, style just because I don't like the combat in that game. But Fallout just knocked it out of the park, like, the companions, the people you meet in that game... just fucking awesome game. Like, the story was so cool. God, don't even get me started down memory road with Fallout 4. Like, Fallout 3.
We'll save an episode for that before Fallout 3 4 comes out.
Yeah, we can just talk about Fallout 3 for hours. I can probably tell you just some crazy stuff. Like, some of the quests in Fallout 3 are just so unexpected. Like, you don't expect some of the stuff that goes on in Fallout 3, and it happens. And, like, you're constantly getting better guns, and you're upgrading, like, you one minute you'll have, like, a plasma rifle, and it's like, hey, this thing's okay, but then you'll go to this, like, a different, you know, town, and you'll buy this different plasma rifle, and it just kicks ass, and you're just blasting people's heads off, and the little perks, like, each perk actually changed the way the game played. Ugh, Fallout 3, so good. We'll have to bring fucking Jake on, and he can tell you why he hates it, because Jake is a blasphemer. Fallout 3 is seriously one of the best games ever made. And also, the Brotherhood of Steel armor is the coolest armor ever in a video game. By far. Which is the armor that's on the cover of Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. Yeah. Alright, what's your number one game?
Number one. Alright, this game is by far one of my favorite games. I play this game through at least five times. It's made by Rockstar, and it's not Grand Theft Auto, believe it or not. It's Red Dead Redemption.
RDR.
This game, by far, is my favorite gaming experience of all time. John Marston, the way you tell a story and the things you do in that game was so innovative for its time. But, like, it took Grand Theft Auto, put it in a Western, you know, Western experience. Like, it was just insane what you could do in that game. The storytelling was perfect. Acting was perfect. The twist in this game, the way you beat the game, can vary. It's just like every twist that I played through, so good.
There's
I
still
love
some
it.
Podcasts that talk about how that game ends. It's still don't yes. quite understand. It's crazy.
Yeah. It has some people to this day still haven't figured out all the endings. But that game really defined the generation for me. Overall, yes. My favorite game of last generation by far, of all time right now, at this point in time.
God, yes. Stop. Okay, stop whatever you're doing, Rockstar. Stop making another Grand Theft Auto, because I don't want to play that shit. And make another Red Dead.
Yes, please.
Please make another Red Dead. Red Dead is seriously the best game Rockstar has ever put out. I completely agree with you. That's totally going to be is one of my honorable mentions. You totally took the words right out of my mouth. But and you already know what my number one is. Number one. My number one is Uncharted 2, a.k.a. the greatest game ever made with the greatest protagonist ever on the
Sony
planet
fanboy.
Fucking Earth. There is no one better than Nathan freaking Drake. Like, that game, you didn't know what to expect going into it, and instead you got this 12-hour thrill ride that constantly had you just like, holy shit, this is happening! Like, and there had been nothing like Uncharted 2 when Uncharted 2 came out. Seriously, like, look back on the games that were coming out around Uncharted 2, nothing was like Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Uncharted 2 is seriously the best game ever made. I've never played a game better. I never liked the characters more. Like, yes, the final boss fight is a bitch, and it's fucking annoying. But the thing about the final boss fight is it pretty much conveys my feelings on the whole game. It's been like this crazy experience that just all the stuff that went on in the game leading up to this was just insane. And you get to this ending where, you know, this dude has just gone fucking bonkers and you have to stop him. Like, the train scene in that game, like, the first time you climbed a frost wall and you looked down and you saw this, like, bottomless pit, like, that game still holds up today. Like, people are gonna see it. The coolest thing, and this is one thing why I like HD remasters in a way, is because there's gonna be people who never played it, and they're gonna get to play it, and see how good Uncharted 2 and 3 are. Like, on PS4, and it's gonna hold up because the graphics in that game are still amazing. So, Uncharted 2, it's my favorite game of last generation and my favorite game of all time. I fucking love Uncharted 2.
Fanboy.
So, shut up. What were some of your honorable mentions?
All right, so honorable mentions that didn't make the top three. I'm gonna go through it real quickly, and then also talk briefly about each. So, my honorable mentions are, Bioshock, Burnout Paradise, Gears of War, Uncharted 2. I love Uncharted 2.
Make more Burnout games!
Yes, make more Burnout games. Uncharted 2 was amazing, and then Metal Gear Solid 4. All right. What is yours?
Mine are Batman Arkham City, Red Dead Redemption, Assassin's Creed 2. Burnout Paradise is up there for me, but I never got into Burnout Paradise as much as I got into Burnout Takedown.
Mm-hmm.
I played so much Burnout Takedown. Like, so much.
Crash mode. Crash mode all day. That's all I played.
Oh my god, Crash Mode was so fun. And here's a weird one. The original Little Big Planet 1. That game was just so weird to me. Like, I remember going out to the store because it was cheap, you know, it was like a $20 game because it was part of their, like, greatest hits, and buying it and not really knowing what to expect. People were like, oh, you gotta play Little Big Planet. You gotta play Little Big Planet. And I got into it and I was just like, I was hooked. It was so interesting. I wanted to unlock everything, but it was so hard. There was so much challenge to it. And I have one more. Street Fighter 4.
Oh yeah, Street Fighter, yes.
Street Fighter 4.
The game with a million versions. The game
I still constantly go back and play. I still play that game to this day, like that's a fantastic game.
I bought every single version of that game for my Xbox 360, and then when it came to the PS4, I just had to say no, I can't buy another.
You need to buy it, man, it's so good!
No, I'm not wasting money on the fucking same game again. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but then when Street Fighter V comes out, you're gonna be like, damn, why are you kicking my ass so much, Nate? Be like, well, I practice, man. I got that Street Fighter on PS4.
Yeah, Street Fighter V, I'm definitely getting. I'm not hyped for that. Ken looks
Beta starts on the 20th, by the way. You should go pre-order it.
Yeah.
$5 down, and you can play the beta on the 20th, so I'm thinking about doing that, so. This brings us to the end of another Press X to Wincast.
A little short.
A little short, but that's okay. There's nothing to talk about. There's like not a lot of games, not a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully you enjoyed, you know, this look down memory lane episode pretty much. I think we're gonna call this nostalgia. We're gonna call this episode nostalgia.
Yeah.
as always, you can go to facebook.com/groups/Press X to Win Podcast, I think.
We need to get this right. Seriously. Is that what it
that
is?
That was Jake's job!
Give me a second. Continue. I'll look it up.
You can send us a tweet. What's the tweet? What's the Twitter?
You can tweet me. Follow me on Twitter. It's pretty Ricky D.
What's the Press X to Win Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Do we make one?
There is one, yes. It does exist.
Okay, what is it? You made it.
I think it's at Press X Podcast.
I'll look this up for you, too.
You can add me on Facebook, or you can add me on Twitter at Godly Fatality. You can also add me on PlayStation 4 at Godly Fatality. It's spelled GodlyFatality. If you want to send us
like
an email, you can send us an email at PressXToWin@ProvenGamer.com. Facebook group is facebook.com/group/PressXToWinPodcast. Yes. Look who was right for once.
Press X to Win is just that, at Press X to Win. That's for Twitter.
And if you want to level up with us in some Elder Scrolls, be sure to add us on PS4. Also, yeah. Ricky, what is your PS4 name?
Yeah, my PSN ID is Asian Ricky, AZN. RICKY.
Okay. That's it for this week. Hopefully we'll have good news next week of maybe something coming out that's we can talk about. Farewell.
Goodbye.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We are looking for some writers, editors, news reporters, podcasters, and video editors. If you're interested in helping, please stop by and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and someone will get back to you shortly. While you're there, be sure to stop by and read all of the articles and check out all of the videos. Speaking of the videos, they can be also be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer. Since you're going to be cruising the web anyway, why don't you stop by Facebook and check out the Press X to Win Facebook group, and also the Proven Gamer page. While you're on the Proven Gamer page, make sure you hit that like button. If you want to get a hold of the guys, you can contact them by sending them an email at PressX@ProvenGamer.com or send them a tweet to PressX2WinCast. Since you are listening to this podcast, we want to thank you very much. We would also like you to check out our other podcasts, Trophy Whores, PG Spoilers, and The Bladed Tech Show. All the podcasts can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the various podcast applications on your phone. If you are listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave a comment letting the guys know how good of a job they're doing.